Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After passing the U.S. Senate yesterday, immigration reform now faces a major hurdle in the House. The first effort to overhaul policy since 1986 includes measures to create what's called a path to citizenship for most undocumented residents and to tighten security along the U.S.-Mexico border. The bill before the Senate was drafted by the so-called Gang of Eight, a group of four Democrats and four Republicans, and has the backing of the White House. To talk about its prospects in the House, we're joined now by Congressman Michael Capuano. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking with us.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
Let me ask you up front, what's your take on the Senate bill? What should stay in it, and what maybe should go?
Well, I mean, the basics is what we know. I mean, there were a lot of late-minute amendments, and we're still going through those, so I don't know all the details yet. But the basics seem pretty good from where I sit. There's no hidden poison pill that I'm not aware of, which I am not aware of any. But if the bill is as clean as it appears to be from a distance, I think it could pass the House in a blink if it got to the floor. That's the biggest problem.
House Speaker John Boehner has already cast doubt on that, saying it won't come to the floor unless it has support from a majority of Republicans. What's the likelihood of that?
I have no idea, but that is a direct underscore of the exact problem we have in the House. It's not a democracy. It's a democracy of just Republicans. I think that's a bad way to run the House.
Some House Republicans have already signaled that the Senate bill is dead on arrival in the House. Speaker Boehner seems to indicate that the House will consider immigration reform, but some sort of narrower bill.
Well, again, that's in the House. The majority doesn't rule until it gets to the floor, and it is the majority party that absolutely 100% controls what gets to the floor. So therefore, I don't believe at the moment that the Senate bill or anything close to it will get to the floor for a vote. If it did, it would pass, and it's very hard to tell what a minority of Republicans will force onto the floor. So we'll have to wait and see what gets to the floor to see if who's going to support it.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont says the Senate legislation will bring millions of people out of the shadows and into our legal system. It'll spur job growth and reduce the deficit, he says, and make us safer. Do you agree with his assessment of the Senate bill?
In general, I do. Might be a little bit overstatement in my opinion, but not much. It's not just about the people who are here illegally. I mean, that's obviously a part of it, and most of them are working right now in many of the jobs that other Americans don't want. The other part of it, I think, at least in the greater Boston region, it will spur economic growth because we will be able to keep many of the brightest people in the world that come to Boston for an education, and once they get it at MIT and Harvard and BC and BU and Tufts, they get sent home, which is, in my mind, absolutely crazy for us to educate the best minds in the world and then send them home to compete against us.
If there is no path to citizenship for immigrants here in the U.S., in whatever bill that House leaders rewrite for your consideration in the House, would you support it? Would you think that other Democrats might oppose it?
Again, until I see what's actually proposed, there's no way in the world I would ever say I would vote for or against anything.
Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.